Well, welcome back. And we were just discussing this move by Biden to send reserve troops over to Ukraine. And back and forth, they won't be seeing any sort of conflict. Well, it looks like it. It sounds like it. Weapons are going over there, and it just seems to be building and building. Where, you know, really what is going on, I was asking Ingrid how she feels about it, because, you know, well, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying it's so outrageous. They have lost 10,000, we're talking tanks, 10,000 between our country and the EU and all these other countries sending all this stuff over. That is a hell of a lot of money, you know? So it's incredible. So what I just posted was, you know, Zelensky, in defiance of Putin's warnings, he signs the stuff trying to admit Ukraine into NATO. And it all backfires with Hungary and Turkey rejecting Ukraine's membership in NATO. And then Netanyahu even refused an invitation to come to Ukraine. You know, to rescue his fellow Jew, right? And Zelensky and Biden everyone's like backing off. They're considered loose cannons because, you know, after all, I spelled cannons wrong. Anyway, I spelled cannons like it's anyway, whatever. I can't be paying attention to spelling right now. But anyway, the point is that everyone's backing off from the whole Ukraine thing because no one wants World War III. I mean, that is, nobody wants to have nuclear fallout all over the world. And so, you know, who knows what kind of big events coming up, but it's bad. And when you have 49 Democrats vote against sending cluster bombs to Ukraine at the request of Biden, you know it's being put on hold. So there's a Stu Peter show on that, and I posted that if anyone wants to even look at it, you know, where, you know, he'll do these clips, and a lot of them are pretty short, and he has, you know, good people on. This Edward Zoll, who's host of Crosstalk News, who talks about the whole thing. So there you go. That's it. That's all I wanted to say. Okay. Do you have anything you want to say about it?
No, I think we did cover it, and the views of why the Baltics are getting involved because they're a NATO country, but they're sending more arms over from us. Like they're, you know, it just seems there's just a bunch of confusion going on, but they've got a plan, and we're just not informed, is my only opinion, and we can drop it.
Right. Well, I, if anyone wants some serious entertainment, you know, Tucker Carlson hosted this thing in Iowa. Trump couldn't be there. He had a scheduled conflict. So all the Republican candidates were there. And Tucker was amazing. And there's a reason they got rid of him at Fox. He basically ended Mike Pence's career in 60 seconds. And Betty Johnson does such a good job. It's 17 minutes. I'm posting that in the chat because it's still really that good. So, anyhow, we're going to finally bring on Mike in Kentucky. I mean, you know, Mike in Kentucky, thank you so much for calling in.
But hi, Mike. No,
yeah, you go ahead, Jenna. this is fun.
Well, I've been trying to find that information that you were, you know, there's other sources besides that Alex Jones interview, Dr. Peter McCullough. Has a Substack, which you can read, even though it has the popover demanding that you subscribe. You just scroll all the way down to the bottom and then crawl back up, and the popover stays down at the bottom so you can read the article. But I also found, almost about the same time, back in the early spring or late winter, February 21st and 22nd, no, 26th, Dr. McCullough put out a how to detox spike protein after COVID or the vaccine. And I've been advocating this kind of stuff for quite a while. The bromelain, which comes from fresh and or not from concentrate pineapple juice, which for some reason used to be available at a lot of dollar stores, and the Dole company must have jacked the price up because you can't find it anymore at Family Dollar. It's from concentrate, so it doesn't have the bromelain. And the one thing that Dr. McCullough and the other guy, Dr. Joseph McCullough, did not mention is zinc. It's hard to get zinc inside your red blood cells for gas exchange, but that bromelain helps to lower the inflammation in your alveoli in your lungs. It's been known for people that are COPD sufferers that they can do that to ease their symptoms a little bit for, I don't know, I heard about it probably 10 years ago. So I've been talking about these things for quite a while. The zinc, ions of zinc, get inside your cells better if you're using something like quercetin or dark chocolate, and you cut out the milk and the dairy. The vitamin K2, which is also called natokinase, and there are several forms of it that get sold on the internet. It's mainly the MK7, I think they call it, menaquinone, which is in things like natto, which is fermented soy. But what I was, the whole reason I called was you can get that from good Polish sauerkraut. It is produced by those bacteria that ferment sauerkraut as well as soy. So there's methods, and unfortunately I've known several people with long effects from COVID, and they don't for some reason want to go seek out help to relieve their symptoms. The heat in Texas really just took a buddy of mine and put him in a bed. And I told him, I said, go to Baylor University. They've got a long COVID clinic. You know, start eating sauerkraut. Start,
right.
Cut out the dairy. They won't listen.
Well, you know, we told everyone, Huck did, the guy I work with, he did niacin and did, sweat. I mean, he did, Sirius. He has like a little, one of those little things. I think you get them now for like $200 or $300, where you have your own little sauna in your house.
Bamboo hut saunas, yep.
Yeah, it's basically, it looks like a quilt kind of thing that you zip up. And
you're detoxing a lot of stuff besides that spike protein. I mean, your body can do that on a regular basis, no matter whether you've had COVID or not, because you build up, toxins. And your body puts it in the fat if it's trying to protect its organs. If there's stuff your body can't really deal with, it goes into your fat.
Exactly.
Protects your vital organs. But anyway, that's what I want to chime in with, is that there's other, the other sources for that information. If somebody doesn't like Alex Jones or Dr. Peter McCullough, other people have been echoing that for quite some while. And there's only one brand that I've found of tonic water. It's called Fever Tree. It has that quinone in it, which hydroxychloroquinone was synthesized from the red fever tree bark, hence the brand name Fever Tree Tonic Water. There's not enough in there to really kill malaria. But you're going to improve your zinc with all these methods. You're going to get that red blood cells to carry the oxygen better. You can do doorway stretches, which I was trying to tell this guy about. I'm a cyclist. I've learned about this stuff since the 80s. You can go to a doorway, put your hands at shoulder width, and reach through, lean through the doorway on the balls of your feet, cough, and breathe deeply, and you sometimes can feel the interstitial cartilage in your lungs pop and expand. You're going to increase the amount volume of air that you can draw in with each breath. So the athletes have known some of this stuff for decades, as far as sports medicines, getting the zinc in your cells and that kind of stuff. So the information's out there. It's been out there for quite a while.
I agree. I mean, we were talking about quercetin and doing zinc. I mean, all of those things are, basic protocols for dealing with COVID, long COVID, spike protein, all of that stuff.
Well, I just know there's so many people that don't like Alex Jones. When they hear him interviewing somebody, they throw the baby out with the bathwater. Peter McCulloch, Dr. Quackola, as he's referred to. I think he was on Dr. Oz one time, and they joked about that, him being called Dr. Quackola. But you can find other people to back this up. There's
right.
published studies on the National Institutes of Health. But for whatever reason, there's, you know, plenty of people that won't even entertain the idea. But good old sauerkraut. I've been eating sauerkraut. I got back on sauerkraut during the whole COVID thing because of that. Vitamin K2.
Right.
You need it to keep calcium from causing kidney stones in your body. It helps move the calcium around, and it also, I think, helps move magnesium around. It's vital for something like, which magnesium is vital for hundreds of bodily functions, you know. So
well,
get your vitamin K2 somehow.
Well, doing just fresh lemon water in the morning will dissolve kidney stones and prevent their formation, too. So, but,
yeah.
You know, it's
all right, well,
in lemon squeeze. It has to be fresh. But thank you so much,
Mike. Thanks for taking my call.
I really appreciate it. So, yeah, what you're bringing up, Mike, by the way, is for me, I'm running into all kinds of people. There was a relative that goes to their doctor. The doctor wants to do all these tests. They're older. And all of a sudden, they detect some cancer. You know, whether they have cancer or not, it's small. It could be stage one, stage two. Who knows? But they're not really feeling it, and they're scared into incredibly aggressive treatments. And that is really concerning to me. You know, I can't talk about that enough, because once you start doing their treatment plans, they're invasive, you know, cut, burn, poison. It takes a lot of energy just to recover from that level of poisoning, which generally accelerates the cancer. And so I try to caution people. People like to think of cancer as like the enemy. It's a metabolic disorder. And I know Jenna has had experience with, you know, family members. And, you know, what is your take on, you know, dealing with someone that has cancer? And how do you talk sense into them?
Well, because they are family members, I haven't had any success, because I'm just kind of like the black sheep that left. So, yeah, my views aren't all my family, they go allopathic. So, yeah, they wouldn't even consider alternative therapies, and they're living with it. They're living with all the consequences of it, and it's really hard to watch. So,
what about friends? You have friends, don't you?
Well, Brian did have bladder cancer about 20 years ago, and he got on an SCAC tonic. They did do a procedure, but he's been cancer-free for a long time now. So, I guess... Yeah, he's one of the only friends that I know that have dealt with cancer. No, no.
I mean, it's epidemic. I mean, I see it like just about everywhere you turn. The wireless world is certainly a huge contributing factor. But, you know, I went on Thursday night. Was it Wednesday or Thursday? Anyway, I was able to get, I think it was Thursday night, I was able to get on Perrier's call. You know, she does a Zoom call on Clay, and she always tells some story. And I actually called her this afternoon, because I'm just like, I don't think I have some of the details right in the story, but I'm going to share a little bit of it because it was so incredible. This woman was really, really, really sick, hospital. Like, she could have even been in the hospital, but she was really sick. They diagnosed her with this huge tapeworm. And they wanted to go in and actually remove the tapeworm, like super invasive surgery to get this tapeworm out. And that would be hard to get out and get the babies out and all that stuff. But anyhow, she started drinking more than Perrier would ever recommend. She took 8 ounces of liquid clay, you know, made up the way Perrier says, 8 ounces 3 times a day, and just kept doing it and kept doing it. And when they went to remove the tapeworm, there was no trace of it. There were no eggs. There was nothing. And then they noticed that for her age, which she's probably my age, you know, in their 60s, that she had the colon of like a 20-year-old, and they thought that was really strange because they didn't think that would have been the case, and they thought, well, they must have misdiagnosed, and that's what they said. But no, there was definitely a tapeworm in there, and the whole thing was taken care of by that much liquid clay. So I still find this triple swelling calcium bentonite clay that she sells really freaking amazing. But, you know, you have to be scared enough to try to do something. I mean, if they're going to cut you open for any reason these days, you should be really freaking scared. You know, no lie.
Well, I do have my personal story of being scared to lose 4 teeth.
Yeah,
so
right?
I'm on it twice a day. I brush my teeth with that and also the urine therapy. And my teeth are toughening up. They're barely wiggling. I have another month before I go in for a check because I know he's going to be amazed with the difference of what my teeth were like this winter and now.
Right.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it really incredible for sure. So, you know, that's what they say with doing the urine, you're holding it in your mouth. So you're holding it in your mouth for a long time. I'm not gargling with it, just literally holding it in your mouth.
Yeah.
Yep, that's what they say, just so it's like held in there so your teeth are, you know. In fact, I mentioned that on the Zoom call, and another gal chimed in. She's doing everything to make herself look younger. She's into the clay. And her version of urine therapy was to take her midstream urine that was, you know, first thing in the morning, midstream, and mix that, you know, probably 8 ounces or so with like orange juice so it was more palatable. And I told her, no, no, there's homeopathic. There's a whole information in your urine that your body's registering and it needs to be plain. I should have mentioned that she needs to not do meat and dairy if she's objecting to the taste, because meat and dairy will make it, you know, not taste as good. But, you know, I've had meat and dairy in it, you know, it's not, I don't find it really that bad. It's usually, you know, having something like a nasty hamburger or something like that. But, you know, I'm just saying, you know, it's, I you know, you don't find it objectionable, do you, Jenna?
No, not at all. I am totally, like, just the evidence and how it's working and
right.
How, yeah, it works. So this, I tell everybody, yeah, a friend of mine was telling me she has the same issue with loose teeth. And I told her, this is what I'm doing and it's working. She wrote it down. We'll see if she follows through.
Right.
But, yeah.
Good for you. Yeah, I mean, the simplest things, I mean, I'm telling you, and Jenna will attest that, the simplest things are what work. And that's why if you go to my website, I'm really into promoting some of the simplest things. You know, I haven't expanded on my article on urine therapy, but this is the latest one I heard. I mean, I already know about castor oil. You know about cold-pressed castor oil, right?
Yes.
Well, I was on Telegram on a couple things anyway. I actually got on Telegram for my computer because I wanted to see Q the Storm Rider, what he posts, because he's pretty accurate, his predictions of what's going to happen. You know, what can I say? But anyway, so I was there, but I was on another station, and they had a really good clip, and I'm going to try to find it, of this woman that does everything with cold-pressed castor oil. Now, that is an ancient remedy out of Russia, actually, and then it was popularized in Europe, and it's used for just, like, everything. They call it the Palma Christi or the Hand of Christ, and she's using it for every lump and bump, every cancer. She's using it for everything, and they do not want to, you know, have her out because she's, you know, cutting into business. But she tells you how to do the pack, and she says you just do it consistently. You can wear it, you know, with an ACE bandage, but you change it, you know, periodically. You add more castor oil, and she gets rid of all kinds of cancerous tumors just doing the castor oil.
I can also say that I get the best night's sleep if I put it over my liver with a hot water bottle.
Yep.
If I want to get a really good night's sleep, that's how I do it.
Yep. And in fact, I need to do that more. Right now, it's like, hot water bottle and a casserole pack in the middle of the summer, you know?
Right.
It's not really that appealing to me at this moment.
Sure.
But I'm just saying, you know, in the wintertime, you really want to snuggle in with a nice water bottle and, you know, like that. But, yeah, I'm totally re-inspired to do that one, too. It's that simple. I mean, you can get a quart of castor oil. It has to be cold-pressed castor oil. You can get it from Home Health or, you know, it's readily available online. And it'll last a long, long time. And I used it. I was going to have a miscarriage from coming to a sudden stop in my car, totaling my car, you know, with a car pulling out in front of me, you know, and I literally came to a stop from 25 to dead from, you know, this car, pulling right out in front of me, like somehow not seeing me. And so it jarred up my whole uterus. And I could feel like I wasn't going to be able to get. So we were going to go off for the weekend, and I laid down in bed for 2 days with castor oil packs, and I'm convinced that's why I didn't miscarry. So it's another tool to have. But I think, you know, really, if you have some serious problem, I think – oh, that's another thing, cataracts. You know, before you go to bed, you're not going to want to put castor oil in your eyes. But when you're ready to go to sleep, you can just put something on your pillow, like so there's not oil on your pillow. And then just take a dropper and put a couple drops in your eye and close your eyes and then hit the bed and go to sleep. It's very soothing. It'll absolutely dissolve cataracts. So that's another thing to know.
Oh, I'm just checking the chat. Chris Steiner just put in for firming up teeth. MCHA worked for him many years ago. I'm not too sure what that is. He's microcrystalline hydrozypatite can increase bone density and mass up to 30% per year. The claim made by the originator, Ethical Nutrients, maker of Bone Builder. Authorized by the FTC after a long legal battle. Pharmaceutical. Yeah.
I'm not saying. I just did calcium pure prescriptions, best bone supplement. It's a type of calcium, apparently. It's pure calcium, MCHA. Well, that's interesting. I mean, if you want just some pure calcium, I think most people tend to have. Well, you don't want osteoporosis, that's for sure. But I think a lot of people are getting excessive calcium. If you're doing vegetables and stuff, that I don't know. Then we have displacement of calcium from our bones due to the wireless. You know, there's a lot of displacement that, you know, we never had all this, you know, porous bone stuff and people breaking their bones instead of spraining, you know, a wrist or an ankle. They're actually shattering them.
Right.
And that's a side effect of wireless.
Yeah. But,
yeah. Oh, Jesus. But, you know, do you know of a good radiation detox bath besides a bath of clay?
No. What you got?
Well, it's Dr. Sandra Rose Michaels. I am really impressed. I actually went and got, like, you know, 25 pounds of dead sea salt sent to me because it has a lot of trace minerals. That's like I'm whipping through my salt, but it's 2 cups salt, 2 cups baking soda, and 1 cup of borax. Now, borax has gone up in price, but, you know, I'm telling you, this has really saved me because I'm in the city now, you know, and it's not – it's going to be coming to the country too, but I'm just saying it's made a huge difference. I mean, I realized I had to start really getting proactive when, you know, I told everyone I – was leaving one grocery store to another and crossing the highway and was surrounded by smart cars. And I could literally feel the energy of the smart cars pinging on my head, you know, in their search, their LIDAR, you know, search thing. And yeah. I haven't had that problem ever since. But it did really, like, you know, knock some sense into me that I need to, like, reduce the load in my body because, you know, having that radiation load in your body really does affect your overall health. And it does change the cells in your body and everything else. So, you know, I know Jen and Brian are very fortunate just to be out where they are, where they go into town and, you know, and it's just, you know, a few trips here and there. But if you're not out in the country or and you're not, you know, are in a place where a cell tower isn't bearing down on you a quarter of a mile away, you'll likely, you know, be able to withstand going into the city periodically. You'll just be tired afterwards.
Right.
But you still want to detox as much as possible.
Right.
And yeah, I know the wand, you know, the wand does that too. You know, not that you want to do that in the summertime, but the, you know about that, right?
Yeah. I still do it in the morning when it's chilly.
Right. So that will actually, like when you come out, in from out of town, you go ahead and wand your whole body with your clothes on and everything. And that'll help to change, you know, the whole, you know, radiation you just absorbed. It helped to take that out. And that really does help. Both that and the, those salt, 2 cups baking soda, 1 cup borax. So everyone write that down. I should put that in the chat. But that is the EE System gal, Dr. Sandra Rose Michael with EESystem.com. And, you know, a lot of the new centers are selling, you know, energized, you know, little bags of that for baths, you know, charging a boatload when you can just get it yourself pretty much, you know?
Right. I see we have a caller. We have Sherry in Kansas.
Hi,
well,
ladies.
Hi, Sherry. I'm so glad you called.
Hey, you know that supplement you were just talking about, that bone-building supplement?
Right.
I have some experience with that. Years ago, in an Acres USA column, one of the guest columnists was someone who he'd gone to the University of Lawrence, or University of Kansas in Lawrence, and mm-hmm. their medical school. And he was talking about one of his things when he, I think it was when he was doing his residency or something, I'm not sure, but he used to notice, and it was like at a, where they got a lot of older clients, and he used to notice all these old men that their big toe had lots of lines on it, like it's an indicator of poor nutrition or something. And later on in the article, he recommended that exact thing for bone building, for osteoporosis. He had determined that it might be a sign of osteoporosis on, because it was just their big toe and they were harder than H to clip. They were so hard, and that was one of the things he was doing on them. But anyway, and then later on, a few years later, I'll hold until after the break, okay?
Yeah, go ahead and hold until after the break. That'd be really good.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Thank you so much for being patient, Sherry. You want to go ahead and continue with your great commentary?
Anyway, I was so impressed with that column that I made a copy of it and put it in a file so I'd be able to find it. And a few years later, one of my brothers-in-laws, he had a crack in it. I think it was his shin bone that he was wearing a cast for, and it just wasn't healing. And it wasn't a real break. It was just kind of a cast. And because he was, you know, elderly, they... Anyway, I gave him that article, and I had happened to have some of that stuff, so I gave it to him. And I think it helped heal him up. But mainly, you know, I'm kind of the woo-woo one in the family, as you can imagine. But because that article mentioned my sister, his wife, she happened to be working for the Wichita branch of the KU Med School. And because it mentioned the KU Med School that this guy had gone to, I think that's why they actually tried it.
Yeah, well, good. I mean, you know, that's the thing. I mean, people have to be tricked sometime into taking stuff.
Yeah. You know, that, oh, it came from a research of a university. That's, you know, like my pure sulfur, you know, it's methyl sulfini methane, you know, but all the research on MSM was done on the pure crystallized form at some university in Oregon, you know, by doctors, you know. And then
another person I used to follow a lot is Dr. Wright up there in Tahoma. Something of his where he talks about, you know, he's talking about osteoporosis and stuff and all the things, different minerals that you need to rebuild bone. And I'm under the impression and different things I've read that, you know, your body uses calcium to as a detoxifier, but when you're low on minerals, it robs your bones. And so you get all this other minerals as it decomposes circulating, but to rebuild that bone, you need to have all those minerals. And
right.
You talk like, you know, that kind of fit the criteria, that particular supplement, for all the different minerals that he said you need to rebuild bone.
Right. Well, you know, I'm really big on John Christopher's BF&C formula and his tooth powder. I mean, those kinds of things really do strengthen your teeth and your whole bone structure. So if you have any kind of broken bones, I recommend that. And I just put a link in. I mean, you can get a discount code for 5% at IR, but it's still really, really reasonable because you're getting a whole pound. And I've seen so many miracles with that. I mean, once you get that stuff in your system, I mean, healing from a broken bone or anything like that is just a fraction of the time. I mean, doctors are always amazed. So I made a bunch of capsules for Dave Castle, my first husband, when he broke his hip right in the middle of COVID. And I said, well, I don't want to be a caretaker of this one, you know. So I just made him a bunch of capsules. Well, we do not get along. Believe me, we're pretty opposite. So,
well, I'll hang up and let somebody
anyway,
get on. But
I'm just saying it was funny, you know, but that was the whole thing. I was like, I wanted this guy to be like on his own for, you know, soon. So I just said, take this, take this, take this. And the doctors were amazed. He healed so fast.
Yeah. Okay. Good show, ladies. Bye. Oh, by the way,
thanks.
I went to the Sound of Freedom tonight.
Oh, yeah.
In the afternoon, and it's well worth going to, I thought. I don't care what some people are saying. It's well worth going to. Thanks.
Well, yeah, and I totally agree. You know, thank you, Sherry. I do appreciate that because, you know, whatever anyone thinks about, you know, who really funded it, all of that stuff, it's kind of moot. You know, because, you know, I always told Dawn with the Idaho Observer, we wouldn't even have a newspaper if it weren't all the people getting a government check. You know, Social Security, military, you know, whatever. But most people were drawing a government check. There are people that were on such small Social Security, they would, you know, buy 3 months at a time. You know, and I you know, you just do what you can. But I'm just saying, you know, we're all dealing with dirty money. Okay?
Yeah.
It's part of survival, and it's just the way it is. And the thing is, we need to raise awareness. The sooner we can bring down the central banks, the better. And that's why the best thing you can do is not boycott the movie, but pull all your cash out of the bank. Because the sooner you pull out all your cash out of the bank, the sooner the whole thing is going to collapse. So,
okay, good night, ladies.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Sherry. So anyway, so what else do you want to talk about?
Well, cool foods. those things like mint and cucumbers and melons and those things that are cool, that can cool us down. And yeah.
Well, that's because you're gardening, and so you're into all the fun things that you can make when you have lots of dill. You know, I made like a
a dill dressing, you know, and then you can make, you know, pesto. And you don't have to use, you know, cheese. I make pesto without cheese. I mix mine half and half with parsley. And, mm-hmm. you know, then you can, and all the parsley that grows. I love fresh parsley, making tabbouleh with millet. And I make all kinds of stuff, too. But, you know, not everyone is into spending time in the kitchen. That really actually needs a change, being outside and, you know, as part of having a balanced life. If you don't have land to grow a garden, then at least support your local farmer. You know, find out who's growing around your area. You know, that's pretty important to me. You know, we need, you know, because where I'm living, you know, there's great farmers market, but what used to be farmland is now just, you know, stack 'em and pack 'em. And it's really sad for me, you know. Anyway,
locally here, there was a motel that all the homeless they were shuttling in, and instead of creating these little tiny villages with tiny houses for the homeless, that's another thought that I'm thinking of that's happening here, and there is a couple million dollars going towards, you know, putting 150 people that are in tents on the highway into a hotel.
Right.
And it is sort of like stack them and pack them and monitor and surveil. That's what their lives will be like. But that was like on a news feed this morning that we saw.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I agree that this horrible stuff is happening. So, you know, it seems what's really bizarre to me, this is the way I'm seeing it right now, is that we supposedly lost like a million people to COVID, right?
Uh-huh.
And if we lost a million people to COVID, it seems to me we would have less crowding. Because we don't have a huge increase in population from kids. I mean, there's very few families that have 10 and 14 kids. And a lot of young people are opting not to have children. So what do you think of that?
Yeah, but the options and the next generation coming up, what do they want to do? Well, a lot of them have been already indoctrinated in the past 15 years. And like the skill sets that aren't there to provide for home ownership, property ownership, that's not happening.
Right.
So that's where people are limited in their choices of where and how they can live or even affording a piece of property. So right. It seems like still in cities, that's where people are just kind of wandering around trying to figure out what they're going to do with their lives. Let's see. Brian wrote down a couple notes of things.
Right.
Johnny Gat's take on the Putin. The ghost of Johnny Gat's. We were watching one of his videos. And his take on Putin is that Putin is the one that is behind this green agenda to eliminate, you know, in the West, all petrol use of gasoline. Meanwhile, in Russia, they have no plans to do that. And I thought that was something interesting because, you know, the environmental movement with the sustainable development goals and all of this electric car stuff, it's taking hold. Like, right. and even in China, like the electric wheelchairs, because the population were getting cited for electric bikes. So like all of this electric stuff, it's all right. Moving in that eliminate it because that's hurting Mother Earth.
Right.
So I thought that was very interesting that Russia has no plans of eliminating gasoline.
Well, what's interesting is that they want to move to electric cars, but there's also a movement to destroy dams. So and they don't have a real alternative to our electricity other than the wind generators, and solar, and they're not very efficient, and they're taking up a lot of landscape. And the wind generators in Washington, have you been out there in the middle of central Washington where there's all these wind generators?
No.
Well, they really harm birds, and they put out some pretty bad energy EMF-wise and stuff. It's not good. There's been the American Free Press had some really good exposés of the whole wind generating thing. And, I mean, certainly you could do it differently, but we're talking industrial levels of generating, you know, using these wind turbines. And they're way high up in the middle of nowhere. And, you know, anyway, there's definitely problems with the migrating birds. It's kind of like the EMF, you know, it kind of screws them up directionally. Sure. And so it's just... you know, we need to get the Tesla free energy going for sure.
Yeah.
If they destroy the dams, there goes a lot of property. The whole Columbia Basin irrigation project, that's right between you and me, Jenna. And
right.
That Columbia River is irrigating thousands and thousands of acres. That's where our fruit comes from. We wouldn't be having any apples growing in this country and Central Washington, which is where our main exports of apples, all of that is part of the Columbia Basin Irrigation Project.
Sure. On the green subject, we also watched a video, The Real Cost of IKEA's Cheap Wood, Secrets of the Wood Industry. And it goes into Romania because IKEA is supposedly... You know, it's green, sustainable, making things out of pulp waste, but really it's old growth forests in Romania.
Ooh.
They tracked the whole sequence. And I even interviewed the CEO saying, here's pictures of the old growth that are going into your IKEA sustainable. And his whole reasoning is, well, we're contracting with someone else that subcontracts, and that's not really us. So,
really? Oh my gosh!
Right.
I would like to have a link to that. Yeah, put a link to that in the chat room even later on the show. That would be, I mean, you know, after the show's over, I would love to see that.
Yeah, it's beautiful there and high altitude. Yeah. Gorgeous video of Romania, which I had never visited via YouTube, but I will share that link. Let's see, another note that he wrote, that Johnny's ghost, Putin's saving Syria from Zog, is debunked. Ryan Dawson and Albert Bishop. Okay. Mm-hmm. That was something also that I should mention. I think he wants me to put the link up, but let's see. It's on the Putin worship. Oh yeah, yeah. There, the alternative media in the Putin worship. It's like they're all this. Deep down, I feel like they're all playing a big theater because they're both being controlled by the same entities. You know. They're creating this Hegelian conflict over and over for people to take sides and all this to keep the wheels turning.
Well, actually, there is a huge division. Putin is a little bit of a wild card with Z because they're doing the BRICS thing, and the control of the world for a long time has been the central bankers. I mean, look at the economic hitman. It always goes back to, you know, taking out these leaders of these third world countries. It always goes to these central bankers. And the International Monetary Fund, you know, the World Bank, all of that is the central bankers. So breaking from the central bankers and creating an independent money system, that is not backed by the same people. Sorry, it just is not. So I'm not saying you have to be a Putin. So I'll let me read this. This is from my show notes, actually. This is actually good. I liked what this guy said. He says, there is a common misconception that I am pro-Russia. That is not the case. I am pro-truth And as it pertains to this conflict, Russians have been far more truthful in the West in their 24/7 propaganda. Let's look from Russia's perspective. CIA deep state assets funded and armed literal Nazi paramilitary groups and conducted a color revolution in Ukraine, meddled in foreign elections, and used covert means to infiltrate and overthrow sovereign nations to claim control of their governments via proxy in Asia and Africa. If Russia did that to Canada or Mexico, the U.S. would have invaded and every last American would have supported it. Russia didn't bring hostilities to our border. Deep state assets embedded within the U.S. government brought hostilities to Russia's border using criminal intelligence operations to destroy nations with civil war and capitalize on the chaos. Then when you add that deep state assets were creating pathogens in their newly acquired proxy of Ukraine, which were subsequently leaking and killing Russian citizens, and, by the way, kidnapping kids in the middle of the night, you know, I mean, literally kidnapping kids along the border in communities along the border, what exactly is Putin supposed to do? Sit there and let his citizens die and get kidnapped while the U.S. are breaking international law via creating biological weapons on his nation's border? Putin attempted to handle this situation diplomatically. Russia and China went to the U.N. before Russia invaded and formally demanded that the U.S. be investigated for biological weapons production in post-Soviet countries like Georgia and Ukraine. The U.S. cried disinformation and vetoed all attempts at diplomacy. War was the final option. No, they already did all this. They really did. Serious. And then they backed out of Kiev because Zelensky and Putin, they signed a peace agreement. So then he backs out of Kiev, and MI6 and the CIA overrided that. They said, you can't do that. Now, you know, our secrets in Ukraine aren't going to be uncovered. We want Russia out of there. So that's that. So when we look at the nuanced conflict in Ukraine, do I support, this is another person, do I support Russia in this particular instance? Yes, I do. Not because I'm blindly pro-Russia, because the facts indicate Russia, they have a legitimate reason for their actions. In addition to the fact that the U.S. West lied about every single thing pertaining to Trump, Russia, COVID, and Ukraine. So that, there you go. It's all right there. I mean, there's no good guys in a war, okay? But, I mean, Russia has been, you know, using great restraint. And, you know, it certainly appears that Zelensky had every intention of blowing up a nuclear power plant. That's why they're all like, this guy's a nut job. They had to write him and say, or, you know, tell him, you can't blow up that power plant that Russia has control of. No. And then try to blame it on Russia. No. I mean, the guy is a nut job.
Yeah, compared to, like, the jealous ex-boyfriend. I think I heard that analogy of Ukraine wanting its own independence and Putin respond, or, yeah, the response being, if I can't have you, I'll destroy you.
Oh, my gosh. So the whole thing is kind of cuckoo because, you know, when, you know, they were the Soviet Union, USSR, before they actually, all of those countries were part of Russia. I don't know, part of USSR. So when they dissolved, the central banker created Soviet Union, the Jew created Soviet Union. I mean, you know, really, seriously, this was, you know, I mean, Stalin, I mean, all those, oh my gosh, it was so wicked, the whole thing. When they actually freed themselves, they wouldn't let them have, they took all the surrounding countries. You know, that was part of the deal, you know, and that all that used to be part of the USSR. So, I mean, Lithuania.
Yep, the Baltics.
You know, mm-hmm. The Baltics, they were all part of Russia. Estonia, yeah.
Right.
I'm part of, not Russia today, I mean, I'm talking USSR, the Soviet Union.
Well, from the 50s until like the 90s, yeah, that span of time after World War II.
Mm-hmm.
But like in the 1500, like the 15th century, it was all like the Lithuanian Commonwealth, and that was huge.
Right, exactly. That was totally, it was different, yeah. And it was a larger property. I mean, right now, Lithuania is about the size of Indiana.
Right. I just watched the Baltic Way, and it was a documentary coverage of the 400-mile hand-linked fence that people connected between all three Baltics. It was just 400 miles that it took, but people all got together, held hands, and started singing songs, and that was what led up to their getting their independence back. It was actually really beautiful. They all held hands and sang.
Yeah, wow. I mean, I love a lot of their stuff there, you know, for sure. But yeah, like, I mean, here, Ukraine is noted to have the most fertile soil. It was the breadbasket.
Right.
And, you know, the Soviets actually starved them with a Holodomor?
The Holodomor.
Holodomor. Thank you. Holodomor. I mean, I'm so bad because I read more than I listen. And so I have to listen to stuff to know how it's properly pronounced. But then I've heard people mispronounce stuff that I know how to, you know, and that drives me crazy, you know. So that's why I'm really glad since you're from that area, right?
Well, my mom was born over there. My grandfather on my dad's side was born here, but then went back over. I'm Lithuanian on both sides, yes. And I have cousins that I'm in touch with that are in Latvia, because when Stalin expelled about a third of the Lithuanians, half of our family just ended up running down to Latvia. So they integrated there and speak Latvian now. But yeah, that's where my roots are.
Wow, that's just fascinating. I mean, because there's so much that we don't know. And I'm really glad for the reporters that have actually told us what's going on there. And it is ugly. So yeah, I don't believe we are the good guys, okay? Definitely in this, we need to get out of there and have all the ugly secrets of Ukraine exposed and have all these guys go to Guantanamo. So anyway, that's the way I feel about it. So thank you, Jenna. So thank you so much for joining me. And yeah, we'll look forward to having you on in August. Be a host, have your own show.
Okay.
So anyway, thank you, Jenna. God bless everyone. Thanks for calling. Really appreciate it.
Good night.
Good night.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.